lines are open, 306-938-0600 and 1-800-667-3727. Anything that you would like to talk about? And Gord was talking about the question on our opinion poll on cjwwradio.com. How hot is too hot when you're dealing with Saskatchewan summers? So, how hot is too hot? For 9% of the people, it's got to be over 40 degrees in order to be considered too hot. For 16% of respondents, 35 or more is too hot. For 42%, which is the biggest number, 30 degrees and over is too hot. And anything over 25, according to 33%, is too hot. Myself, I'm a 25 to 25 degree guy. If it's hotter than plus 25 or colder than minus 25, yeah, then it's out of my ballpark. But that's the question waiting for you at cjwwradio.com. Meanwhile, we have the radio station open to you for the next 10 minutes. Whatever you'd like to talk about on Boots and Salutes, whether it be something that made you happy, something that made you sad, or just something that you need to get off of your chest. I would like to throw this one out here, and I have some audio to back it up, because I wonder if we're becoming too sensitive, especially with our kids. Because here's the story. This happened on a televised Little League baseball game. The coach was talking to one of his young players, and he is now getting hammered on social media for the way he handled this young man. The coach was mic'd up, and before an at-bat, he had this discussion with one of his players. Now listen in.
Pinch hitter is Cade West.
What are the signs? What? It's a bunt sign. But now everybody knows. That's not being prepared.
So you got it. That basically is what he said. And people are losing their mind about how he was bullying this young man. And I thought, if that's bullying, boy, you should have seen my coaches when I was a kid. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. Just wondering if there's anybody else in this province besides me who would like to boot the fact that it's already dark by about 9:05.
It happens fast, doesn't it?
Way too soon. And yet we keep fighting the fact that daylight savings will give us an extra hour.
But good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Just a comment. In reality of the high crime rate that's been going on throughout the province and elsewhere, how about turning the Hells Angels loose to look after this low life?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. The sun actually is very bright in the morning. You know, you get up at 4:35 o'clock. You got a long day. 18 days till legalization. I'd like to salute Constable Gretzky, Constable Josh McSweeney, and Constable Ryan Barnett. They saved a life in Toronto there.
Yes, yes. Hey, one quick question for you. You said it's 18 days till legalization. Isn't it in October?
Oh, not for me, no. They give me a special permit. I can start smoking right away.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
No, you got a terrible buzzing on the radio station here in Nippon. It's a real buzz.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, we've got our engineers on that, and we're not quite sure what is going on, but we are trying to get to the bottom of it. Thank you very much for your call. You know, going back to the legalization, because today is the birthday of Smokey the Bear. Okay, now stay with me on this, because this was sent to me this morning. After it's legalized, might this be Smokey the Bear's new ad?
Hello, I'm Smokey the Bear. Fire season is upon us, so don't light up. This time of the year, stick with vape pens or try edibles. You can get totally baked without lighting up a forest. This old bear likes the cinnamon gummies. My friend Pooh Bear digs the honey-infused Chiba Chews. And remember, only you can... I forgot. Oh boy, Smokey's gummies have really kicked in. Think I'll go take a nap.
Ah, there we go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
You know, well, I just want to give a great big salute to PCL Construction at the Midtown Plaza. That little display they have of the hockey sticks hanging up with every one of the names of players who died in the Humboldt crash. I think that's the greatest thing that anybody's ever done. It just looks so nice.
And you said that's at Midtown?
Yes. It was doing where the old Edens was.
Okay.
And they have it on the outside wall, and there's They got the six hanging up with a little name tagged with every player's name on there. And I think that's just the greatest thing in the world.
Thanks very
much. Nothing shows more than that. That's Saskatchewan for you.
You betcha. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot Muck Anderson.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. All this publicity on dollar a beer in Ontario. Why doesn't our so-called premier introduce a dollar for a quart of milk? Let everybody get involved, especially our young people. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot SGEU. Here in the Southwest, there isn't one of them that's earned their keep. They're making way too much as it is. Thank you very kindly.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The guy that booted his sister yesterday, I'd like to salute her.
We're making amends. I like that. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Yeah. Maybe you want to talk about the campaign by dads to make those folding baby stations, the change tables, a standard feature in restaurant bathrooms right across the country. Now, this goes back to a guy in Quebec who was in a coffee shop, and he had to use the women's bathroom to change his child because the men's bathroom didn't have the change table. And they thought that doing it on a table, a restaurant table, was just not a really good idea. So I'm sure all of the other patrons thanked them for that, but he had to go and, you know, hold the door open so that nobody would come in while he was in the midst of changing his child. So now there's a move by dads in order to get those baby stations right across the country. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I salute the guy about the milk there. Another comment I have, too, is I can't believe how busy the liquor board store gets and the people who sell the cigarettes. What are we remodeling to our young people? We're losing them by the minute. Come on.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I have a salute and a boot.
Go.
The salute is to Prairie Land and the exhibition for the free grandstand. I realize it must have some reason for doing it, but it's a wonderful thing for people of Saskatoon to be able to go to a free grandstand.
All right.
That's my salute.
Okay.
My boot is to the Moo crew, because we no longer seem to have a crew. We have a Moo guy.
Yeah, well, Dave's on holidays.
Oh, well, you can't take holidays.
I know, but not to worry. He'll be back next week.
Good. Let's get the Moo crew going. We need the banter.
You got her. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot those that haven't yet come to their senses and are still supporting Justin Trudeau and the Liberals just because they legalized marijuana. There's a lot more important things that we need a competent leader to be looking after our country about, and the Saudi Arabia issue is just one of them, so a boot to those people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. Yes. I'd like to salute the folks at Perfection Auto Body and Paint who helped me out of a jam on a weekend a while back.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You had a caller calling about losing that 1 hour sunlight there at 9 o'clock. It was dark. Well, just across the border, your neighbor from Manitoba has got a lot of sunshine at 10 o'clock. Should have kept with an hour.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to boot that guy's sister in PA.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the City of Saskatoon police officers. I was at work early this morning about 6. There was a gentleman that was kind of half on the curb, half on the grass. I didn't know why. I thought he was dead. Doesn't much matter, but I mean, it does matter. But they were extremely respectful to this gentleman. Helped him into the back of their SUV, and I don't know where they, well, you know, where they take him. But I was extremely impressed. The lighter note, the police officer that did help in the back of the car was extremely good looking. So,
good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, big boot to that guy's sister in PA.
All right, it just keeps coming around and coming around and coming around. Quite frankly, I talked to that this guy's sister in PA, and she's a wonderful person. There was some reference earlier to Saudi Arabia, and this question also came up, too, about politicians and tweets, and what do you think about that? Because back in the day, when politicians made a comment, it was generally during a media scrum, and they had the chance to, with tone and inflection, relay what it is they were thinking and how. Now with tweets, it's all about interpretation, and it's how I take the tweet, depending on the kind of mood that I'm in and how well I might know a particular individual. Tweeting is becoming more and more dangerous unless you're sending a positive message that cannot be misconstrued in any way, shape, or form, because otherwise, you're going to end yourself in a mess, just like Canada and Saudi Arabia are in right now over a tweet. There was just a quick thought that was sent in. That's the edition of Boots and Salutes for this Thursday morning, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear.